What is the concept of peace? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. A peaceful heart brings peace. A peaceful heart brings peace. We wonder what the concept of peace is. And we think how wonderful it would be to have peace on earth. How wonderful it'd be to have peace in our family. How wonderful it'd be to have peace in our body. No longer cancer or illness or unhappiness. No longer having a temperature. No longer having a broken limb. No longer having any problems. But how do we get there? How do we get to a healthy body, a healthy mind, a healthy world? How do we get into that? Well, a peaceful heart knows peace. So, it means that we begin meditating in ourself, about a peaceful heart. Now, if we have peace in our heart, and we look at the world about us will be peace. Regardless that other people might see it at war, it'll be peace. And we will see all the peaceful moments. We think about Hitler and what he did in Germany and how terrible it must have been. And yet, Hitler would go home in the evenings to his Eva Braun, and she was in her house, in their house. She was making their tea and she was making things peaceful, getting his mind off the day's activities, and taking him away from being the warlord to being a peaceful man. She certainly didn't want a warlord in her bed or in her living room. She wanted a peaceful man. And so she created a peaceful environment. And so he closed the door on his war world and left his generals play, and he went to visit Eva Braun and found peace there. Now, did the war stop? Did the world stop having its turmoil? Did the things that Hitler set into motion cease happening? Well, for him, when he went into his apartment and closed the door, it stopped. When he went into his special place where he was able to be apart from all of the thinking of war, it stopped. And then, when he turned around and went back into his office, back into his activity world, then the war began again. But for a few moments it had stopped for him. And it had very real stopped. And you say, well, I never thought of Hitler being in the middle of the war and having it stop for him for a while. Well, he'd go crazy if it didn't. If he didn't have moments of peace where he could be at it by himself, if everyone, no matter how big they are as a warlord, or how big they are, small they are as a soldier in the field, or a housewife, or someone at home having nothing to do with war, no matter how big or how small, if they worried about the war all the time, the war would kill them. If they think about the beautiful things in life as they're going along, then the war is far away. And soon it becomes farther and farther until eventually it becomes no more. Yes, a peaceful heart knows peace. And if you'd like to have a peaceful world, have a peaceful heart. If you'd like to have a peaceful body, have a peaceful heart. If you'd like to have a peaceful mind, have a peaceful heart. If you'd like to have people surrounding you who are the epitome of peace and love and trust and beauty and honor and goodness, then you be that with your peaceful heart. For all things begin and all things end with a peaceful heart. And it's up to us whether we're going to be Hitler in his office or Hitler in his apartment. It's just as simple as that. Have a lovely day and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.
Love you.
One instant to the other.